At one time, these old barns were hard to see because of the trees and weeds that attempted to engulf them. However, with a little time and care, a unique story unfolded that had been lost to many in the community. But these barns had an important link to the past. Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. Collectibles, books, educational materials, and more. Dedicated to farmers and farm life, all at shopfarmjournal.com. Visit shopfarmjournal.com for great gift ideas like books from American Countryside's Andrew McRae, Machinery Pete, and more. Beautiful farm scene artistic prints. Subscribe to popular farm magazines, Corn College TV DVD sets, the popular I Farm Like a Girl t-shirts. Find all this and more at below retail prices at shopfarmjournal.com. This month's special, a stunning collection of colorful dairy cow illustrations in the 2016 Dairy Today calendar. Only $14.95, a wonderful addition to any home for only $14.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com. Plus tax and shipping where applicable.
On the outskirts of Fairfield, Iowa, you'll find some stately white barns. A few years ago, a new bypass was about to consume them, but volunteers saved and restored them. But the story is about much more than barns. For what once was inside was truly a national story.
The Madison Barns homestead was really to raise Pershawn horses. And these Pershawn horses were raised for use in World War I and World War II.
The Masden family bred and sold some of the largest and best quality draft size horses in the nation, says Dick Reed.
At the World State Fair in Chicago, I don't know, 39 or something like that, the Masdens took a Belgian to that, and that was the largest horse in the world at the time. We have a cutout of it on display.
They first restored the old stallion barn, then moved on to restore two other barns once part of the Masden farmstead. Soon, they had created quite an attraction.
We got to the point where we said, gee, this is quite a little museum. We need a visitor center out here. So we found a property that we thought would be fitting, that would go along with the same age of the barns, and we moved that out.
There's much to see from the area's history and the family that once called this home.
The Masdens really were quite entrepreneuric, raising world champion horses. We have big souvenirs and plaques and things at the Masden Barns that the Masdens had showed their horses over the years and won many awards.
The barns and old home turned visitor center have resulted in a nice site for folks to visit and learn a bit about a piece of history that could have easily been lost to a new highway. Traveling the countryside in Fairfield, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.